the Royal over the Union flag finally over. New research has found that most people in Northern Ireland, both Protestant and Catholic, think that the Union flag should only be flown on designated days from public buildings. It's now over 3 years since Belfast City Council changed its policy on the Union flag. The council voted to fly the flag only on 15 designated days during the year. That changed the old policy, which saw the flag displayed outside the building all year. The council's decision, of course, caused huge anger among loyalists and politicians. But this research, both Protestant and Catholic, finding that people from both Protestant and Catholic backgrounds think Union flag should only be flown on designated days. The flag protester, Jamie Bryson, with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
So you've lost the argument, haven't you?
Well, no, I don't think that because of the research poll shows that there's a change in opinion that all of a sudden you change your mind or you change your political views. And no, I don't think the argument's lost at all. And I think there'll be many people who will still articulate the view that as a sovereign part of the United Kingdom, that the only sovereign flag here in Northern Ireland, the Union flag, should fly.
Yeah, but I guess people are
65 days a year.
So I guess, Jimmy, that what's happened is people have got on with it. I guess that, you know, not as many people as maybe you would have thought feel that their British sovereignty has been, their identity has been in any way eroded, and therefore they're getting on with life.
Well, you know, it's 3 years ago, and as is natural with politics, you know, there's an ebb and flow, and issues come, and issues change, and, you know, we've had many other issues since the Union flag was torn down, but I think what it demonstrates is an abject failure of the political leadership of unionism, the elected political leadership, because they told the protesters, they told the Galway Unionist Forum, they said, we've heard your protest, and this unionist forum is going to provide a political direction to challenge this, to change it, to fix it. And we said at the time, and I think I was on your show, speaking to the Ulster People's Forum, and we said that we would take nothing to do with this unionist forum because it was simply a stopgap in order to get the protests stopped, and then the politicians would go back and forget about it. And so it came to pass, and, you know, they deployed the same tactic when it comes to the graduated response.
Whatever happened to the Ulster People's Forum? Your Ulster People's Forum, that shook the world to its foundations, didn't it?
Well, the Ulster People's Forum was a vehicle to coordinate some of the protests. Obviously, there's no longer widespread protests 3 years down the line, so there's no need for an Ulster People's Forum.
Basil McRae's with us today as well, the NI21 leader. What do you read into this this research? It was ARC Research Northern Ireland working in collaboration with Queen's and the University of Ulster. With the exception of 2013, the numbers believing that relations between Protestant and Catholics had got better was lower in 2014 than in any year since 2003. As in 2013, the most popular view amongst both Protestants and Catholics, Basil, in 2014, in other words, 51%, was that the Union flag should be flown on designated days only from all public buildings. To be fair, it's close. 51%, Basil.
It's still a fair number of people, though, that have just got fed up with the whole flags debate. I mean, what you hear is flags fatigue. People were engaged in the argument a few years ago, but it's gone on for so long now that people frankly think we should be concentrating on what they would consider to be more important things. And, you know, having listened to your programme for the last 20 minutes about Mona and all of the good things that people have tried to do in the run-up to Christmas, you can't help but get the feeling that there are indeed many, many more important things that we should be dealing with other than flags. And in fact, any time I try and talk to people about it, you know, because I do have some legislation going through the Assembly to try and resolve things, people don't even want to listen to the argument. They just want to be, for goodness sake, would you please find something better to do with your time? And that, unfortunately for Jamie, is where the majority of the population is.
Go on, Jamie.
Well, Basil can't say that's where the majority of the population is. For fact, you know, we're dealing with a poll. Not every single person in Northern Ireland has been surveyed. But one must remember that Basil comes from a position of liberal unionism, which is almost on a crusade to become as neutral as possible in relation to unionism. And, of course, that is the sort of sanitised unionism that was envisaged by the Belfast Agreement, which is designed to trundle us into a united Ireland. And along the way, there's a de-Britification process where every aspect of our Britishness has to be eroded. But I agree with Basil on the sense that, of course, there's important issues. There's important political issues. And I suppose it's similar to the point I made at the start of your programme. Politics ebbs and flows, and you know, to think that the highest part of the political agenda 3 years down the line would still be a debate that was going on from the 3rd of December 2012 would just be, you know, unreasonable to suggest that. So, but I think, as I said at the start, there's many people who still believe that the sovereign flag of the United Kingdom should fly 365 days a year from government buildings to again, recognise the democratic wishes of the majority of people that wish to stay as part of the United Kingdom.
So, whenever Jamie calls me a liberal unionist and sanitised unionism, I'm not sure that I take exception to that. I think that's probably where I would be. I'm certainly not trying to move people down to a political objective that they don't want to go to. The point really that I'm saying to Jamie is the whole energy in the debate has gone, that people are now wanting to find some way of getting on together. And whilst the issue is important to substantial sections of the community still, you know, that's the point that he's making, the real issue, and this is what a poll says, and obviously it's only the poll that we're here to talk about, the real issue that people have moved on, they would like us to concentrate on more important issues, and that includes things like the health service, you know, like education, like Christmas. This is a challenge for all of us, and I just think that people are fed up now with hearing about flags.
Do you think, looking back on it now, Jimmy, you were used at the time during the whole, whenever the thing got to its peak around you, do you think you were used as a poster boy, and actually it's all blown over now and you're the one suffering? You wasted your time?
It was only ever you that called me a poster boy. No. Anything that I'd done, I made a choice of my own volition. But of course, you know, I now do look back and see that there was some kind of strategy, I suppose, from elements of the media, and maybe even policing as well, maybe even strands of politics to build a certain number of individuals up as a focal point and the focus point of the protest, so that when those individuals were knocked down or arrested and put in prison, that it would knock the wind out of the protest, in a sense. So, yeah, I do look back and say from the sense that there probably was some kind of agenda in that you would build a number of individuals up, so once you knocked them down, you would knock the protests down. But in terms of, I don't think anybody used me. I know any decision that I made, I made of my own volition, as I said.
Yeah, but Jimmy, maybe they mightn't have used you, but they did use the issue. You know, they did come along and try and make political capital out of it. I think that you would probably agree that it was part of a political strategy around East Belfast, because if you look at all of the issues that happened. But of course, the problem is that the genie was let out of the bottle, that people got very upset, people got very worried about their culture and their standing, and so a lot of things happened. And then what happens is you get the counter-argument that comes back, that people say, was that really worth the effort? And I just wonder, whenever you look at it yourself, because obviously you're able to articulate a pretty good argument, I've just heard it, but do you not think that you were used, that there was a better way to go about this, that maybe a cool, calm and reflective way of explaining what you wanted to achieve might have been more successful than the constant protests? Because the outworking of the protests that people now look at it, I have to say to you, unkindly, is that people no longer care about the argument that you're trying to put forward.
Well, you know, I suppose in what you're saying there, Basil, the union flag protests at that time, at the stage, give rise to a feeling of anger amongst sections of the unionist and loyalist community. It wasn't just a loyalist community, it was a unionist community, because, when people have turned loyalism into a dirty word, so it wasn't a loyalist protest, it was a unionist protest. And I do agree, there's no doubt that there was an intent from some political parties, the DUP, the Ulster Unionists, to use it as a political agenda. There was a political agenda behind it, and then they lost control of it, which is hardly surprising given the strength of feeling around the tearing down of the flag. But when you look back at it, and the point I made at the start was there's been an abject political failure, and that the protest is a powerful tool to get your message heard. It was a powerful tool. We forced ourselves to the top of the news agenda almost worldwide at some stages. But once you have done that, you cannot protest forever and a day. There then has to be a political solution.
I just wonder, it might be my imagination, Jimmy Bryson, but I just wonder, do you sound calmer to me now And I just wonder, are you slightly older, slightly wiser, and actually did it do you personally? So forget about the cause and forget about loyalism and all that kind of stuff. Did it do you more harm than good? Like what's it like walking down the street if you want to go and get a job and you've got the kind of background, the notoriety that you've got?
Well, I suppose the point I made at the start was I've no doubt that and again, I'm not saying that I was used because I clearly wasn't. I put myself up there. But again, I was built up to be knocked down, and I actually think that was a police and justice strategy. But yeah, obviously it has... Well, I wouldn't say it's damaged me because I don't regret anything that I've done. But obviously, you know, I couldn't go into Belfast City Centre to have a night out with my friends. I couldn't go out to the cinema in Belfast.
But what about the practical? Those are some of the practical things. What about some of the other practical things? You know, I don't know. Getting a job. You know, you go for a job interview and...
Well, yeah, I suppose that people would take the view that... Well, in the sense, you know, again, moving away from the job, but staying on a similar issue, I think in my court case, in the sentence, and the judge summed up by saying that she couldn't consider a probation order because probation couldn't accept me because they couldn't guarantee my safety or the safety of the other people there. So whenever the government body cannot even guarantee your safety on in a building, I suppose most employers and other people would probably look at it and say, well, how could they?
So what are you doing with your life?
Well, I'm still a political activist. I wrote a couple of books and pieces, but yeah, you know, just getting on with things, Tim.
Like, are you thinking of going back to any studies or anything like that?
Oh, I'm currently studying law. I've taken
you're studying law. You're studying law.
Yeah, I'm partially a law degree.
Why?
Well, because, you know, and you mentioned something there as do I seem different, do I seem calmer, but the experience of the Union Flag protest got me to the point of realising that when one wants to change things, the way to do that is through democratic politics, but also through the law and the courts and through changing things. And I think it's a powerful tool to be able to affect change and make a difference. So I think if you know the law and you can use the law to your advantage, then absolutely that can go some way to helping your political agenda. So that's why it's a tool in the armory, I suppose.
So you want to be a lawyer when you grow up?
Well, what do you mean when I grow up, Stephen? I'm a fully-fledged adult.
So you want to be a lawyer?
Well, yes, I suppose that would be an ambition, yes.
It's been interesting talking to you. Jimmy, thank you. Morning to you. Basil McRae, thank you. Morning to you.